You know, I did not want my birthday for years. And for years I avoided it. But when they started, I liked it. Especially to see the joyous faces of you all. And to see the kindness and the love that I have given to you unconditionally come back towards me. While one doesn't expect what I give, I don't expect to come back. But when you give to me the same kindness and love, that is very endearing to my heart, because I go by heart. We cannot conquer God by reason, because He has all the wisdom that He wants. We cannot tell Him the real history of belief if He wants to ask us. But when He says, "Thou art my Father, I am thy child," He can say nothing. That's why Jesus said, one of His greatest sayings, "Thou dost not reveal thyself unto the prudent or the wise, but unto babes." And before Him, I am a babe, and I am born in the cradle of your hearts, and the hearts of all those that are kind to me. And I am very happy on this occasion. And that's why, in this way, I express myself. We forget our egoity, and we see the dreamer dreams the dream. It is He that has arranged all this. I am no one, because I recognize no other existence apart from the dreamer who has dreamed us all. And it is wonderful to rejoice in His world when we know Him and feel Him and express in His play our love for Him. He has separated us from Him that we may play with Him in His great show. With God, all is fun. Without Him, everything is everything else but fun. So, on this occasion, your words will be engraved in my heart, and your goodwill and love and kindness I shall give to God. God bless you all. I see my age is one. Yeah. In San Francisco, I remember in the Scottish Rite Auditorium before thousands, I worked up to the problem as to what my age was. And the lowest I got was 25. And the highest I got was 700. And so I asked them, "Do you want to know my age?" And they all said, "Yes," from the whole auditorium. And I said, "I never tell my age." And they screamed almost, roared. And I said, "You are asking the age of my house. I have no age. My age is one. Infinite. For you to ask a person his age, you don't ask the age of the house. Or it's not the age of the person. This is the house that I live in. My age is infinite." So it's wonderful to have one candle. Shall I put it out?
If you can, yes.
I
you
think
want
I have.
Help? You want us all to help?
I think still I have a little strength of breath. I have read those cablegrams. They are from New York, from Europe, yes, from all over. Well, be sure to give them my blessings. Master said that the work will go all over the world. And so all around my guides from Australia, New Zealand, England, Italy, Germany, Mexico, all over. And what touched me very deeply is the work that you're doing to help them. Missionaries go to India and make hospitals and other things which are very good. But some
forget to save their own souls. And some yogis sit in the Himalayas, find their souls, but forget others. Self-realization stands for both. And I was so deeply touched at the 500 bundles that were sent. I said last Christmas that when these people in Holland found a red post office truck at the gate, they were told there was a parcel from America. They thought it was from some forgotten uncle. But when they saw that it was from self-realization, they were moved to tears and said that was the greatest means of bringing brotherhood in the world. That is true. When we really give to people and help people, as you all do, the disciples of the order are most wonderful, I think, because they live the life with aboveness and non-attachment to money. If you work all the time outside and get mixed up, it's awfully hard to choose your path to God. And those that want to wholly depend on God and work for Him, they find this opportunity here. I often wonder how you carry on with the little money, pocket expense you get. And I also don't receive any salary from self-realization. Everything was given to me, all real estate and money, but I have nothing in my name. And I am so happy that I was able to give to be the instrument of freedom to many others who could carry on their lives. Money has never been my goal. It helps to help others, and that is the only use I see of money. And so that's why I feel what you give personally, I share it. And you all have the same spirit. I am so grateful for all of you who have followed in my footsteps. As Krishna said, all his soldiers were like him. So those that tried to live as I live in the eyes of God and my own mind will be much blessed and are much blessed. So I take no individual names because I know all of you have helped, and your greatest passport is the recognition of God, Christ, Krishna and the Master. The first birthday, I don't know whose idea it was, but I felt the love behind it, and I thought of Master, so much so that I saw Master sitting there instead of myself. He, whose oneness with me has enabled me to help so many, to bring so many bouquets of souls unto the Almighty, Omnipresent. I say, make your heart a hermitage. So many souls that you see, their hearts are hermitage. And I am very proud of you all who are here and who are together with us here. You may think that God is invisible and doesn't talk to you. That isn't true. You keep him away, far away from you. Those who think him to be the nearest of the dear, they find him nearest of the near, dearest of the dear. And those who think him far away, they do not find him at all, for he is far away. You close your eyes and the light is gone, right in front of you. Open your eyes, it's there. So is God's omnipresence. He has purposely hidden. Imagine if he talked to all, he would be pestered to death. I don't think he would like to exist anywhere because he is everywhere. That's why he remains quiet. And to make him talk, you have to give him the third degree of your heart. Then he will talk. And he does talk.
If I didn't know, I wouldn't have told you so.
He does talk and he does answer. It is so touching. He is more than human because he has become all human beings. It is foolishness to say that God is not personal. God is very personal. He has become all of us. And when we see him working through everybody. Sometimes a little child will say something and I'll hear his voice. And it is true. Behold him through every niche of space, on every altar of your thought, and he shall behold you. He who watcheth me everywhere, I watch him always. He never loses sight of me, nor I lose sight of him. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. God bless you all.
My words are going to be few because I am so happy, and I know you all are, that at this Christmas time, and on this, the Master's birthday, we have our beloved Guru with us. That's the greatest. Tears have died away, but they shall never die in me, and especially what is behind those tears, your kindness to me, and in this God's great show, that I am able to speak of him whom I love, and that I receive his love through you all, is a great day, and this birthday is sufficient because of that reason. When impersonally through the virtue of God we exchange that divine love in his name, then the law is fulfilled. Eko hum bahushyamo, I was one. I wanted to be many. I was consciousness, but I wanted to be a dream. And I made many in my dreams, and I play with them in my dreams. But when they get away from me, they suffer the nightmare of my dream. But when they know I am the dreamer, and it is my thought that dreams their existence, then they no longer suffer. Then they play, the divine play, in my dream universe. And that which is most manifest, I see the same great God is the candle and the light, and above all the light of your faces and the light of your souls. The most important thing is that it is he that is born amongst us, in you all, and to rejoice his birth in me. Our dream images are not important. The most important is the dreamer. And when we lose that separation which he has created, not to cause suffering, though it causes severe suffering due to the separation, for you don't know what play you have to play in this dreamland. But when we lose that separation, then with God, life becomes a nest of fun. Without God, life is anything but fun. It is disaster. So it is that on this occasion, I see the great light of God, which has become everything. The pillars, the light, flowers, and above all, his greatest manifestation in you all, which is most wonderful. And it is he that is doing everything. There is no I anymore. When this I shall die, then do I know who am I. So, remember, though he has separated you from his consciousness, through the equity which is endowed to you. You have to play that dream equity. But you must always forget that I and say, thou, thou. Just say, he is playing through me. He is dreaming through me. He is the ocean, I am the wave. The wave should not say, I am the ocean. Because the ocean can stay without the wave. And if you say, my dream body is the dream universe, that's wrong. You say, he is dreaming my body as he is dreaming this universe. That's correct. Because it is he that is. Why it is so? You will know when you will know him. Because, think of it, when you dream, you create a sandal, you create a weak man, you create somebody sick, you create somebody rich. It seems that all those things are necessary to a dream. If everybody was king and healthy, there will be no dream, no fun in the dream. A dream is a dream, a movie is a movie because of its change. It is variety of change. Change, though it is destructive to us, is not destructive to God. And not destructive to those that understand why he has caused this change. So it is, this life is a movie. This dream is different than what it was last time. And the American mind loves change so much. I was told that when I realized that everybody loves change. I once went to New York and came back and I couldn't recognize my apartment. Don't you like this? I couldn't very well agree because I liked my old carpet, threadbare carpet. And the new carpet looked like it was a hotel. I said, as long as you all like it, I do. In the Orient, we are taught to keep our happiness without condition. Not to make the happiness condition. Diogenes used to live in a tub. Somebody took pity on him and gave him a carpet. And 2 days after, Diogenes called this man. He said, take back your carpet. He said, why, master, why shall I take back the carpet? He says, my happiness was unconditioned by the carpet. And besides, I don't care to sweep it every day. I am happy without it. So the carpet went. Of course, I think that we don't want to be like Diogenes and live in a tub. I think the life that we lead here is more normal. I first emphasize, make your hearts a hermitage. And I know from your eyes, you couldn't hide it from me, that your hearts are truly the hermitages of God and the hermitages of divine work. That pleases me most. If you are ashamed of God to wear a robe, then you are wrong. I am proud of my robe, but I am more proud of what is in my heart. That's why I say, the most important thing is to make your heart a hermitage. And I am sure of your hearts, of many, many that are present here, and them I have given to God as a bouquet of souls. That is the greatest present I can give to God. For God has everything except us. Those who don't want to surrender themselves to God, God can't have them. But through my interceding and through your response, you have become of God. When you have the privilege to cast God aside or worship him or love him, when he says, praise ye the Lord, I always get one picture of Lord being a pampered lady who always loves praise. Praise ye, who can praise him? How can you praise him? And how can he be fond of praise? Only thing that wets his heart is your love. That's what can, not fear. Fear keeps you apart from God. Give him your love. There is a Bengali song. Kapare bhakti dite pari, mukti dite pari, bhakti dite pari koi. kapare mukti dite pari bhakti dite pari koi o devotee I can give thee salvation but not my love and devotion for when I give those away I give myself away ask of me salvation but not my love and devotion for indeed when I give those away I become poor walking on your heart's way that's it that when God gives he becomes poor when God gives his love and that love he has given us That is the only thing that is ours, to give or to deny Him. That mighty one of the universe, He has created the temptation of sex, of wine and money. Money is the greatest of temptation because money brings the sex and wine. And I know that you have in your heart no desire for money. And you are above wine and sex. That is not enough. Never count your faults. Just think whether you love God in your heart or not. But you shall say, how will I love God? How do I love God? How can I love God? It's one-sided love. I sit and he doesn't answer. That is not true. You are not strong in your love. When you love a thing means you're day and night thinking, oh, if I had $1,000. If I had met this man, if I had met this woman, I want this. Day and night when it haunts you, no matter what you are doing, in the background of your mind you will see there is one thought that is predominant. And when that thought, instead of being anything else, in the background of your mind will be only for God. God, I see you so plain everywhere. You rise in the sun and the moon and you caress me in the wind and give me life through the breath. And if you disappeared as the breath, of the wind I die where I am. So you love me, but you are away from me. I see the olive, but not the oil in the olive. I see the cow, but not the milk in the cow. I have to milk thee, Lord. From the moon and the stars and the hearts of men, and through yoga, and through the practice of Kriya Yoga, you have the key in your hands. The greatest of all. Now you can test it. Anything you want. Anything that you love as your sense attraction. You do that. And you do Kriya Yoga and you will see there is no comparison. The time that you spend in movies, I used to go. Very seldom. In order to get away. And some disciples would ask, are you watching the movies? I said, yes, please. I am watching the big movies. Everything tumbling around me. The little movies goes away in a second from my eyes. I have to give myself to him completely. Otherwise I cannot give to you. That's why I do not mix. It is not because I am offish. If I went like the minister every day, like, oh, Mrs. Swanson, you are marvelous because you dropped some money in my pocket. Mister, you are wonderful. You gave me a check. Well, then... I am a slave, I am a beggar. I can't give anything to you. But I go through your soul. I know. I have told many people. So it is. But that is so sacred that it cannot be done openly. And those that love God, they don't do it openly. But that's one thing I do. I do walkie-talkie with you. It may be one-sided, but every tremor comes. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you have been ruffled up in the lake again, weren't you? And he was smiling. So he was just shocked a little bit. I suddenly say something. And somebody wants to tell me something. I say, oh, you don't have to tell me. I remember a boy, I tried to protect him from something and he... came out from the meditation and he was sitting over there with me. I have to tell you. I said, you have nothing to tell me. I said, you have done that, haven't you? He says, who told you? I said, find it out.
I said, now that you have done what I told you not to do, you can change your mind. You changed your mind several times with me, but you can't change it now. He said, why didn't you announce me? I said, because you changed your mind. But I knew you'd change your mind. So it is not I am telling you of my powers, but you loves God. He connects all hearts. And you don't want glory. I can tell all the good and the powers I have, but it doesn't mean a thing to me. But it means to me the love of God, because he's so great and so little and so humble. If you knew him, you would be frightened of him and you will be very familiar with him. I fight with him all the time. These tax people, indeed, the tax people are growing so bad. I said, Lord, why don't you bring out some of their scandals? And sure, after that, it came out all over. And the once free America, which I beheld in the time of Coolidge, I wish that America was back. But still what you have left, I have traveled all over the world, I can assure you, there is no country like America, even as it is now. So love America as she is, and try through spirituality, because Gandhi freed India through spirituality, and through spirituality you can bring about the change. Any change that is brought out by violence will not last. If that could be done, then the mastodons and the great saber-toothed tigers and all the prehistoric animals who are much more powerful than man, and man had not even a spear, they would have ruled, but they don't rule now. So all the brute forces will be destroyed from the world. Only the spiritual forces will live. And that's what we are here for, a balanced life. To build a hive, small hives with lots of honey in them. Hives of churches, lots of true souls in them who love God, who commune with God. What's the good of building a church and every time talking of money to build another wing when God is nowhere there? And I'll tell you a little story. There was in this church there was a lot of prejudice, and this Negro janitor always wanted to sit in one of the pews of the white church. And I don't see why they say white and black, because when you remove the skin they are all red and terrible and horrible. I have seen the body without the skin many times. And I have seen inside when the light comes. It's the most hideous thing that there is. And God makes us say, oh, you're beautiful in the mirror. And, oh, if you could see inside. But what's beyond the entrails of such magic light? If you knew your astral body, it could spread all over the universe. It has so much power and strength. Every little gram of flesh has enough current to run the city of Chicago 2 days with electricity. You are made of condensed electricity. So coming back to the story, this man always wanted to go and sit. And the minister was good, but he didn't dare to sit him there, this janitor. He said, no, if I let you sit there, then I won't have any congregation. So he promised him one day, but he couldn't keep his promise. Everybody objected, and we leave the church. So he was crying to Jesus. He said, Jesus, Lord Jesus, please tell me, why can't I sit in the pew? So Christ came and said, well, you shouldn't be at all grieved about it. This church has been created 3 years, isn't it? And I have been trying to get in those pews for 3 years and have not been able to. Don't cry. This richly carven door through which pride pours, I deign not through to go, still I come incognito. A humble magnet call, a whisper by the brook, on grassy altar small, there I have my nook. You will read that in the Songs of Soul. I used to always go in temples and it was a hard time concentrating, but if you can find him anywhere. But I used to make a little altar by the grass, and dew had come. And as I was looking at the dew, suddenly I became entranced, and I saw that green gold lawn was everywhere. All the light of God. Silver light and golden light and green light. That's why I wrote, a humble magnet call. A humble call. With a magnetic strength in it. a humble magnet call, a whisper by the brook. On grassy altar small, there I have my note. God who makes stars and earths and throws them away like that in the sky, he cannot be tempted by a little carbon cave called the big church. He can be called by the magnetic quality of your heart, the magnetic sincerity of your heart, the sincere prayer, and prayer after practicing Kriya Yoga, not to just run away after practicing. It's when you sit there. If you eat the dinner and run, if you have a little siesta, then you enjoy the dinner more. So when you sit still long time after Kriya Yoga and pray and say, Lord, 25% is my effort, 25% is Guru's effort, and 50% is your grace. Your grace is everything. You can free me any time you want to from this dream separation. Unite me with the consciousness. I am glad to play in this dream and bring everybody, but disillusion them of your terrible dream which they create into nightmares. I want this dream to be beautiful. With thee it is fun. Without thee it is anything but fun. So, everything that you do, do with the consciousness of God. You don't know why you came here. Why should you have your own desires? I want this and that. You can't help that. Modify your desires. You should have something. Go after them. But everything of one thing, and that is God. Every minute that you can think, just a singer hums a song, as the sex fiend thinks of sex, as the greedy man thinks of food. I remember there was a little boy in my school in India. He was so greedy. I had analyzed him to a T. When food was being served, I told the cook to give him twice. But his mind was not on the plate, his mind was on the platter. He was thinking of what he is going to miss. I said to him one day, and that awakened him, I said, you always look at the platter, what you are going to miss, but you forget that I have doubled your food. Always I would feed him to the gill, but he will go and steal food and come back. I said, doesn't that greed cause you pain and constipation and trouble? When I analyzed that, you stopped being greedy. But if I just said that you are very greedy, nothing, no dent was made. But when I explained to him that you eat and the food shouldn't eat you, the food would eat you up, destroy your health, well, then he stopped. That's what most people, they think they are having fun, but they are not having fun. Inside, remember, desires burn up all the real pleasures of life. Too many desires. Then you don't know what to do with desires. A man, he was in the hermitage. You know, the lazy ones come and they want to reform us all. And they don't want to reform themselves. They are the ones that find fault with everybody. And so this was one of that kind in this hermitage, who said, Master, did all work here, no spirituality. I am going to leave the hermitage. The master said, oh, no, no, you have to work for God, otherwise you will fall. He says, oh, no, and he goes, all right. So he went, took two pieces of loincloth and one begging bowl. So he was under a tree. He was very proud. He had renounced the world, renounced the hermitage and the master's wish and everything. And first thing he sees in the morning, the mouse had worked on the extra loincloth. And he got very worried. He says, at last, Lord, I have given up everything and now you want to munch at my cloth. He was very worried and a man was passing. He said, Master, what is worrying? He wasn't a master. He was a student trying to be master. So he said, I am worrying about mice. They are working on the last piece of cloth that I have. He says, Master, that's very simple. Why don't you keep a cat? He said, that's wonderful. How will I get a cat? He said, I'll get you a cat tomorrow. He had a cat. Mice fled. But he had to go every day to the village to get milk for the cat. So he was worrying how to keep the cat supplied. The same man passed and he said, Master, what is worrying you? He said, well, now I have to go all the time to the village for milk. Well, I said, that's solved. get a cow. He said, where will I get a cow? I will give you a cow. He got a cow and a cat. And the cow was known as the saint's cow, so it was foraging at everyone's field. At the end of a year, the villagers came. Teacher, we are tired of your cow. We have tolerated it for 1 year. He said, how am I going to feed my cow? And the man said, why don't you have your own land? How will I get land? I will give you all the land that you want. So he got the land. He got several cats and several cows. And he borrowed the children of the villagers, and they all worked for him. And after 2 years, the head village man came and said, Master, we have tolerated you for 2 years. You borrow our children. They're never at home. Always working for you, working for your freebooters, the cows and the cats and the dogs and everything. And, well, he says, but how will I maintain this thing? He says, why don't you have your own children? He says, that's a good idea. But how? He says, well, I will give you my daughter in marriage. And he was very sincerely considering marrying and having children to support his cows and land and fields and everything when his master arrived. And he said, I thought you had renounced the hermitage because there was too much work. What is this? You have built up a big home and lands and everything. And I hear you're going to get married. So, Master, this is all for a rag. And he said, you were right, and I'll walk away with you. And he walked back to the hermitage again. So remember, those of you who think of going to Himalayas, it's too much work. In the Himalayas, you will find much more work. Just to fill your own stomach. I was able and happy to work for you, that you are able to have this freedom, that you can be free to worship God and show others how they can worship God. But do not in any way be mistaken to think that you will receive more freedom than you enjoy here. There is no boss, because boss is your servant. You don't see him at all. But he always sees you. He watches you. That's why you change. He takes care of you. He is your servant. And if I wasn't true to God, I wouldn't be able to do what I am doing for you. As somebody said, oh, you must every day get up in the morning and have a flower on your lapel and go and meet your congregation and shake hands with them and they will send their checks. I said, that's wonderful. But what about me? What about me? How can I give something that I haven't myself? First, you must keep your appointment with God. In the morning, at night. And whenever others are playing around, wasting time, this and that, you can make 1,000 rules and 1,000 rules people will break if they don't want to follow them. But those who want to follow them, I remember once in the hermitage in Puri, these boys who used to meditate with me, always giggling when I was deeply going in. I one day shouted so bad. They shook like this. He said, don't be holy, don't be so holy. I said, what do you mean by holy? You are not meditating, you are giggling. He said, oh, Master works is hard and we feel sleepy. I said, but when he gives you food, I don't see you sleepy. You are so devoted. You have jala yoga, means you are united to food. You see, instead of Raja Yoga, united to God. I said, why don't you fall asleep when you are eating? Oh, they'd meditate 2-3 days and start giggling again. Nobody knows them now, but I was sad. Because I knew that was the purpose I went. And I did not forget my supreme purpose. If you forget him and do everything else, you will get good karma, no doubt. Every karma action that you do, only for God, not for saying that somebody will praise me. But with the desire to please God is half meditation. But without meditation, you will not find God. Meditate deeply. Don't cheat. Don't think sleep is more important. That's why in my great active life, sleeping only a few hours, years and years, as you know, that I have slept only 3 hours. But the greatest way I found is giving the first attention to God, that I never miss, day and night. Many times I have run away. And he brought me and said, come on, little boy, come on, come back. I am with you. So you see, when he brings you back, then you know he is with you. When St. Francis was building churches and changing villages, he thought he had lost God. He went into a cave, and the cave was lighted. He thought it was sunlight. No, it is I, your God. Said, Lord, have I lost you? Have I lost you? Oh, no, you go back, you go back. You always think of me, Lord said. When you do for yourself, somebody is praising. It is even good to do good because somebody is praising you, than not to do good at all. But when you do it to please God, it becomes meditation. You must remember that.